Benedel says the word Ashrenu, Ashrenu means how fortunate we are, we meaning every Jew, that we were zeche to the Kedusha, the holiness of being a Jew, and more so, we were zeche to the Kedusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, that we Jews possess the land of Eretz Yisrael, no matter who lives there, no matter what type of enemy has taken over the country, they can never remove the Kedusha from that land. And at all times, the land belongs to us. When Bavel, the Babylonians took it over, the Roman Empire took it over, the Crusaders, Yimach Shalom, all of them, the Arabs, British Empire, any one of those, the Turks, they had it physically, but they could not take away from us the Kedusha that it is so. That Kedusha belongs to and is part of the Jew. Every Jew, at any time, can merge with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Benedel will sit, how happy I am, one of his greatest possible simchas, happiness. He reminded himself always that he had been zechut to be in Eretz Yisrael, to have the privilege of walking in four steps in Eretz Yisrael, that his neshama was there, and how much he had gained, how much infinite wisdom he gained by being there. We had a long session of Shiurim stories about the Benedel's trip to Eretz Yisrael, subsequently the Benedel's trip to Eretz Yisrael, the importance of this, and we can understand the statement of Abinazar, that how great was his simcha, how indescribable the fact that he had been there, was able to be there and come back. What was the main part of the simcha? Not just the fact he'd been there to sell. That, of course, is the ultimate goal. But the fact that in getting there, he had so many obstacles, so many manias, so many barriers he had to overcome, he had a battle against. All these untold barriers and told ones, related ones that we had in the story. And every one of them, he was zechut to overcome, to finally win out, to go at a time when the Napoleonic War was at its strongest point, when the greatest risk to life existed, and to go during that period of time, to get that itself, and the trip took over a year. Today it's a matter of hours, a year of suffering, a year of hardship, a year of sacrifice. The Elfer went to successfully go and return. This is the greatest simcha possible, because of the fact that he was able to overcome these barriers and obstacles. The Benedel says that the lesson from that is, very vital lesson is to teach us that every time a Jew performs a mitzvah, no matter what it is, that's being about going for a year's trip into war, into battle, speaking about a regular mitzvah, anyone at all, person wants to do a mitzvah, he wants to go to study Torah. And at home, his family says, we have a family gathering and we have to go see a show or there's a concert out, and let's go to this concert. Let's go to the show. And they begin to overpower him. He puts up a resistance, a firm resistance. He goes into battle, one obstacle, a second one. And these come up very often, very frequently. And in all these cases, when he finally wins out, he gets to this place of Teda, and he overcame all these obstacles. He's there, he's studying Teda. He's there for the hour. A second person is also there. The second person came right from home without any battle whatsoever. What is the difference between these two people? They both learn a shiur for 1 hour. They both receive the same amount of reward for that shiur? The answer is yes. Both had a shiur for 1 hour. Finished. The reward is exactly the same, identical. If both paid the same amount of attention, they didn't fall asleep. But something else occurred. Something else transpired. Prior to this shiur, during all these battles and overcoming these obstacles, every one of these obstacles, which is in Hebrew a maniyah. Maniyah means a barrier. Every one of these maniyahs, as he finally overcame it, what happened to that maniyah? It disappeared. It's not there anymore. That maniyah has now been transformed into the imus. Maniyah now becomes the imus, something pleasant. Imus means something which is heavenly, something which is paradise, Gan Eden. This maniyah now becomes part of Gan Eden, part of his Gan Eden in store for him. Every one of these becomes so high, you can't imagine even how high this is. This could be a Gan Eden of the highest level. But every one of these maniyahs is now transformed. It didn't disappear. Became an item which remained in heaven. It was changed, and the worst thing possible. This is an enemy that tried to stop him from fulfilling a mitzvah. This enemy now has changed into a beautiful malach, an angel, a section of heaven. But anyway, here's the words, very unusual words. Israel says that, I believe, ani ma'amin, I believe, and also ani yodea, I know. I believe and I know this to be a fact. This is the strangest type of sentence, because these are two contrary statements. Whatever is faith is definitely not knowledge. If there's something that is knowledge that you know, there's no trace of faith in it whatsoever. If you know it, there's no faith in it. If it requires faith, it's because you do not understand it. You don't know it. The mitzvah, the schar, the rewards of faith is because you don't know it, you still accept it. Blind faith. And it also says, I believe and I know this to be a fact. Meaning, I know because I have experienced this, I've overcome these manias, and I have visited heaven. Tzadik Emes. I've seen the results of these manias. But then Israel saw what happened to these manias, that he had these obstacles. So what happened to them? Because he saw, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and there he found, waiting for him, this unusual elevation spiritually. He became so high, he was elevated to the highest of the heavens, Elam Ratzimus, and above Elam Ratzimus. This he saw. I know, Rabbi Eliezer says. But in addition, an iman, and I believe too. Because whatever I received, whatever I achieved, I believe there is still much more. That which I don't know yet, I believe there's much more which we strive constantly to achieve. Bitterness is both. As much as you work, as much as you battle against these obstacles, know that this is for your benefit. If you win out against these obstacles, they're going to be converted into friends, into allies, the very important allies, the highest of the heavens. And this, I assure you, is a matter of fact, knowing it. In addition, I believe that there's still more. More than I can reveal, is that there is still further. There's much more than that. But as high as you go, there is still much more than that. So when a person does a mitzvah, there's a big difference in doing the mitzvah if he's at home, nobody to stop him. He has parents who are very religious, who encourage his actions. Or a person who has, as a show, obstacles, barriers, parents who mean well for him, are devoted to the child. They love this child. They want the child to have a good time. If you go out in the car on Shabbos, you go to a show on Shabbos, they mean well for the child. But the fact is that Hashem means better. Hashem is still better to the child. Hashem says to the child, I want you, I command you to respect your parent, to obey your parent, to give honor to your parent. How do you give honor to a parent? By riding in a car on Shabbos, by eating tray for food? That's not honor to a parent, that's disgracing a parent. Hashem says, eat kosher food, do not desecrate the Shabbos, and be a zechus, a merit, and a benefit to the parent forever. This is respecting and honoring a parent. So if you have to have, if you are in a position where you have these obstacles, and you overcome them, then all these obstacles turn into the greatest degrees of credit a person could ever achieve in the mitzvah itself. Figured in the mitzvah itself is the credit for these obstacles that were overcome. Rabbi says, therefore, a person should strive to overcome these obstacles and to know not to regret the fact that he got to mitzvah with so much effort, such a tiresome battle to perform a small mitzvah. Why do others have it so easy and he's got it so with such difficulty? You're much better off if you're zecher to overcome the obstacles and whatnot. Usher to the person who's zechut to leap over, to skip over all these barriers, and to complete and fulfill and finish the mitzvah which he set out to do. Because if he does that, all these manias then join in. In addition, the person is working on these obstacles. They keep on coming back, much more strained. He finds he's weakening. He's becoming much weaker. He can't combat all these obstacles. They're too much for him to take on alone. The fact that he had already overcome a few, now when he needs, most of all, needs assistance, those manias now come back to assist him. They come back to aid him. Because they are now converted to allies. The man is the person who strives so hard through life, this battle, the Kedusha. And he thinks that all the good thoughts and good desires he had are lost. The things of the past, they're not lost, even though he did not succeed. But the good desires and good efforts are saved. They are kept in waiting until the time he needs them most. He's most desperate for help. Then they all join in to assist him on the final lap, be able to successfully complete his journey to the ultimate, the completion, the performance of the mitzvahs of Hashem. We should be zecher to be emes, absorb into our hearts the words, the guiding words of the Rabbeinu Zal, and to be menatzeach this battle in life against the Satan, this battle in life to maintain ourselves at a level of Kedusha, before mitzvahs of Hashem, we should be zechut to fulfill these mitzvahs, mitzvah simcha, mitzvah av of Yiras Hashem, with the truest kashus to the tzaddik emes to Rabbeinu Zal. And that's what we should be zechut all of us to see now, the coming of Mashiach Zichenu, the B.M.S. speaks from Leila, Amen, Amen.